Good evening. It's Sunday, the 14th of April. This is the Flat Racing Guru Horse Racing Podcast for Sunday evening in the USA. Right, we had a decent day last night. I know that because I picked my first choice tips, and I had a couple of bets up. I think one let me down for quite a lot of money. Yeah, we had four winners, and then the fifth horse in my Canadian was fourth. So what I did was, at Oak Lawn or Keeneland or whatever, I just picked the first number. What I'm doing is, right, if you want to do the handicap, and I go to the drf.com US racing site. There is a couple of other sites I do use occasionally, a Racing Digest you can pick, but they more give you tips. But you can get what DRF do, they have the buyer ratings, and you can see the last buyer ratings. What you do is you click on drf.com and then you sign up, and then on the little left side you've got all the racetracks, and you press Sunday or Wednesday or whatever. And you can buy a single card or you can buy multiple cards. And what I do, I pay like £4 for one card, but all I'm after is the buyers. They have got, if you want to look at the closer look, they have got like commentary, closer look and all this. But basically, I'm just looking at the form and the buyers and to see when the horse was prepping. So when I'm really interested in certain races, I'll have a look at the videos. But when you're doing a lot of handicapping races, you've got to do it quick. So basically, I'm just basically looking at the ride, the finish, and the buyer. And I'm looking at my top four or five buyers, and then I'm looking to see what improvement the horse can run at and what distance the horse can run at today and stuff like that. That's how I come up with my top three selections. So what you do is if you go onto the I'm not allowed on the Bet365 site, so I can't go into the pools. That Coral doesn't do the pools, but I advise you to go on the Bet365, and you can bet directly into the pools, and you can do the place bets. You know, the pick three, the pick four, the pick five. You can do them on the US racing. So what you do is you just take my tips, 1, 2, and 3. I give the first, second, and third. You can either take the first one. You can get a banker. Use one of them as a banker. And then take a couple out of each race and do your pick four. So, you know, so I take one in race one, two in race two, three in race three, and three in race four. That's a pick four, and you just times that up. 1 times 2 is 2, 2 times 3 is 6, 6 times 3 is 18, so that'll be 18 bets. So that's 18, whatever, 50, normally you can be 50 cents for your pick four, 50 cents. And if you hit some big numbers, you know, big prices on the bottom end of your picks, you sometimes can win a decent amount of pots, as I say. But if you want to bet singles, just take my first number, what I mentioned, like I did. I used to have them on the website, but I just crashed my website. I just don't have it anymore. It's better, far better to have the podcast. I mean, I don't like writing tips down on the internet anymore. I'd rather just put them on the podcast. And if you want to listen to them and follow, you can. Flat Racing Guru, buy me a coffee. Flat Racing Guru UK, buy me a coffee. If you want to help me out, I haven't got a clue what the address is. Just buy me a coffee. Flat Racing Guru UK, I haven't got it up, so I don't know. Right, we'll start off tonight at... where will we start off? Right, we'll start off at Oak Lawn. I've put them on the computer. I've wrote them down and put them in a little file. I don't know why I do. I should just write them down. Right. Race 1 at Oak Lawn, starting off at 6:35 UK time. So that's what Eastern 4 hours ahead now, isn't it, on the Eastern Seaboard of Eastern Time in America? So we're 4 hours ahead of New York now because it's a British summertime BST. Right, let's go. We'll start off at Oaklawn. I have got a single at Oaklawn in race six. That's the only one I like. But if you want singles, as I say, just pick the first one, because that's what I did last night, and I got four winners. And every bet I put on, I had made a profit on last night. So some did lose, but a lot more of my horses won. Some of them were decent prices. I couldn't believe them. 6 and 10 to 1s and stuff like that. Because he obviously must have just drifted and still won, because they weren't that price when I was looking at them. So I was surprised at some of the drifts, but they still won. And we did hit quite a few winners last night. If even from the first, normally some nights you get my second and third choices winning all the time at big prices. But last night, the first choices were winning. But I think tonight, some of the second and third choices might win, because I thought it was quite difficult trying to handicap them today. It took me a lot longer. It's sort of a difficult night tonight. That's because I did Aqueduct as well. And I'm not keen on Aqueduct, but I'm always surprised at how many winners I get at Aqueduct. But I'm never sort of comfortable with it, you know, sort of thing. I'm much more comfortable at Oaklawn and Keeneland and Hawthorne. That's one of my favourite tracks. And others that'll be coming up in the summer. I much prefer the tracks I always seem to make profit at. Aqueduct, I don't have a bet at that place, but I was surprised that I did pick some winners last night, a few winners. So I'll give it a go tonight, and let's see what happens. Right, we'll start off at Oaklawn Race 1. That'll be, what time is it now? It's 4:50 here. So that'll be an hour and a half. Plenty of time if you come on. What you do is I would go on to follow me on X, or go to my, hold on, I'll give you an address to follow. And I'll post these US racing tips every weekend. I'll start off a weekend, then I'll do in the through the summer, I'll do every night. I'll get you the address. You can just join this group, because I do post some tips on here. And also I've got a WhatsApp group, but that's private for my friends. Right, the address is gab.com/groups/45816. Just join that group. Horse Racing Tips USA, UK, South Africa. Right? And I'll post the podcast on there every weekend. So, you know, in case you miss it. Right, let's go. Oaklawn Race 1. 271. So write these down and then you can go straight to the pools. And as I say, if you want singles, it's a first number, so it'll be 2 Tyrona. That would be the top pick. Race 2, Oaklawn. 3, that's Distorto's War. 386. Race 3 is 7. That's Miss Saipan, quite a decent price, that one. 7, 1, and 4. I was choosing, you know, the 1 over the 7. The top 3 horses, sort of, like, I like them as well, but I just went for 7. I thought 7 could surprise over the favourite 1, Miss Saipan over Ready for Trouble. So that's 7, 1, 4. And that was quite a difficult race. Race 4, 5, 8, 4. That's Moore Happy Hours. 5, 8, 4. That's Oaklawn Race 4. Race 5, 6, Absolute Chaos. That's well named. 6, 8, 7. Race 6. And this is where I've got my single. My single is number 3, Lockmore. Now, there is a lot of people fancy that Black Apple. Even Mary Ramplini's went for that Black Apple, and I do respect her. It does like this track at Oaklawn. I thought it was really struggling to win that last race, and it was that was it. And plus, its workouts haven't been that good. I've looked at its workout, and Lockmore's last workout, he won easy. He was headed at 60 or 70 horses, but that was back in February. And I like them when they haven't been working out, because they're keeping all that, you know, they're keeping everything there. And Lockmore's form overall, I thought was really good. Highest last race speed, best dirt speed, is fastest among the day's runners. He won his last race on dirt. He split his foes on the March 22, and he powered clear. It looked like he had loads to give, and that's why I like him. Plus, he hasn't been doing the workouts. I think they've just been keeping his powder dry, and I really fancied Lockmore over that Black Apple. As I say, Mary Ramplini really likes that Black Apple. She's a good, tipster for this track. And I do respect her, but I got a little buzz with Lockmore, so I think that Lockmore could beat the Black Apple tonight. And I went for Lockmore as a single. But I hope we get the price drifts as well. So I just go for number 3, 6, and 7 in the race. 6 at Oaklawn Park. Race 7, Oaklawn Park. I've went for 6, 7, 5. That's Coach Jimmy D, 6, 7, 5. Number race 8, I've went for 10, 4, 3. Race 9, I've went for 1, 8, 3. Now, what we'll do is we'll do this aqueduct, and we'll do it quickly. And I'm just going to go through, so get a pen. So aqueduct 1, 4, 3, and there's a 1A in there as well. She's awesome. That could be the one, that 1A. She's awesome. And that's not a reserve, but it's 1A. It's carrying the 1A. She's awesome. Just back that as a single. Race 2. Go for 1A again. Pitch Clock. Probably have a different number on the UK racing. Pitch Clock, just back that as a single again. Race 3, Aqueduct. 3, 1, 5. Race 4, Aqueduct. 5, 8, 9. Race 5, Aqueduct. 7, 4, 3. Race 6, Aqueduct, 9, 10, 5. Race 7, Aqueduct, 8, 6, 3. Race 8, Aqueduct, 4, 6, 7. Race 9, Aqueduct, 9, 5, 11. And that's it. Now we'll go to Keeneland. We'll start off at Keeneland. I was looking for some singles at Keeneland, but as I say, I thought Keeneland was quite hard today. We might get some surprises, but we'll try anyway. And if you want singles, just go for my first numbers. I was waiting for some scratches at Keeneland. That's why I'm quite late. And because I thought there was going to be a few scratches tonight. But if there is any scratches, just take my second or third choices. Race 1, 10, 9, 7. And if 10 and 9 is scratched, go for 7, 2, 6. If 10 and 9 is scratched, go for 10. Go for 10, 9, 7. Sorry, go for 7, 2, 6. If 10 and 9 do get scratched, it's quite awkward when listening to that. So try and remember. Race 2, 1, 9, 2. That's 1, 9, 2. Race 3, 1 again. Cameo Performance, quite a decent horse. 10, 6, got a good workout as well. But I don't really pay attention to workouts at Keeneland. So that's race 3, 1, 10, 6. Race 4 at Keeneland, 3, 4, 10. That's 3, 4, 10. That's 3 grace given, 4 and 10. Race 5, that's an allowance, 120 grand. 1, 6 minus. And I really like that horse, so a single there as well. 1, 7, 5. Race 5. Race 6, 50 grand claiming, is 3, 9, 8. Race 7 is an allowance, 110K, is 12, 4, 7. And if they do take the 12 out, go 4, 7, and 5 if the 12 comes out. Race 8, 5, 3, 6, a 20 grand starter. Race 9, 120 grand allowance, 4-year-old plus on turf. This is a final race at Keeneland tonight. I'm going for number 1, Ohana Honor, to beat 7 and 4. That's 1, 7, 4. Right, we'll go over to Hawthorne now. Hawthorne. I really like Hawthorne. It's a good track to make money, especially during the summer. Race 1 at Hawthorne, 1, 3, and 4. I'll always favour the inside traps at Hawthorne. I always favour them. Got a great stats on the inside. So that's race 1, 1, 3, and 4. Race 2, 1, 2, and 5. Race 3, 3, 4, and 5. Race 4, Hawthorne. 2, that's Opaline. 2, 1, and 4. Race 5 at Hawthorne. 3, that's Miss River Rat. 4 and 6. Race 6 at Hawthorne. 1, White Lies. 4, Rainy Mountain. And 6. That's 1, 4, and 6. Race 7 at Hawthorne. 2, that's Double Thunder. 4 and 1. 2, 4, and 1. And race 8 at Hawthorne. Again, we have an 8 race card. I've just went for the outside traps there to split something up. Something might go. I think these outside traps really good. There's some big prices on the lower. But the 9, 10, and 7 were the best 3 horses in my estimation. But I wouldn't be surprised if you got some good prices in that race on the lower inside traps. And that's me done. Shall I do... I did do Laurel, and I did do Gulfstream. Right, I'll give you Gulfstream. But I need to get this out. Right, Gulfstream 3, 8, 5, race 1. Race 2, 9, 3, 8. Race 3, 3, 8, 1. Race 4, 1, 6, 5. Race 5, 8, 2, 7. Race 6, 2, 1, 7. Race 7, 1, 2, 3. Race 8, 5, 7, 4. Race 9, 2, 5, 4. Race 10, 3, 7, 9. And that's it. Guru out. Good luck tonight. And the final, it's coming out. It's a farmer's daughter meets the butcher's wife, the butcher's wife and the farmer's daughter. On the outside, it's a milkman. The milkman is pouncing late to take it up around the home turn. And here we are into the stretch. It's a milkman stretching out. The farmer's daughter is trying to fight back on the inside. But the milkman is going to collect the win your milk up. No idea why I said William Hill. Not even part of that, boogies. Good luck, folks.